After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so that no wind should blow over the earth or over the sea or against any tree. And I saw another angel coming up from the rising of the sun, holding the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels who were permitted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we seal the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 were sealed from all the tribes of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a vast multitude which no one was able to number, from all nations and tribes and races and tongues, clothed in white robes and with palms in their hands, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And they proclaim with a great voice, saying, "Salvation is from our God, the one seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell down before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, the praise and the glory, the wisdom and the thanks, the honor, the power and the strength be to our God, for ever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders responded, saying to me, "These clothed in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming from the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and bleached them in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his sanctuary. And the one seated on the throne will spread his tent over them. They shall hunger no longer, nor shall they thirst any more. Neither shall the sun strike them, nor any burning heat. Because the Lamb at the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them onto fountains of living waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.